Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm one of your hosts tonight, I'm Reverend Ray, and tonight's broadcast, of course, is Friday Night Joy. Just want to check in and see if Reverend Robin, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Right, I'm here.
Amen. Reverend Robin?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Reverend Ray. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Just checking in with you. So we are excited about the broadcast tonight, and we're going to talk about the topic, God Is. Amen. But before we get started, I want to go ahead and let you know what we got going on next week. We got His Abounding Grace is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work of Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, which is tonight, the second and the fourth Friday, amen, at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. In fact, she has a broadcast coming up this Monday, amen, on the first Monday of August, amen. The Bold and Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Elston is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. Amen. And the number is 712 770-5505 with the access code being 732-499. Models of the Heart Singles Ministry with Ray and Pastor Megan Wilson is every third Friday at 7 p.m. This is a relatively new broadcast that deals with the singles. Amen. So we're excited about all that God is going to do. Amen. With the different broadcasts. And stay tuned because we got new broadcasts coming up probably in August. So stay tuned. Amen. But for right now, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today, the day that you have given, a new day, a brand new day, God. We thank you for all the blessings, all the healing, all the deliverance, all the hope that has been restored that have taken place on this day, God. So, God, we present this broadcast to you and pray that you, Holy Spirit, will come and have your way, Lord Jesus. You set the atmosphere, God. You say to speak the words that need to be spoken, God. And we thank you for knowing who you are. We know who you are, Lord Jesus, and we are grateful for all that you have done in our life. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. So, I'm excited about the topic. Reverend Robin is going to do a lot of the talking. I'll probably talk a little bit. She's not going to leave me out, I'm sure. But what I would like to do, if it's okay, right now, I'd like to turn everything over to Reverend Robin. Okay. God bless.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, everyone. Welcome again to Friday Night Joy. I am glad to join in with you this evening so that we can just together acknowledge God and to just rejoice in him because he is surely a good, good Father unto us. And he is forever with us and he comforteth about us, his creation. So we are just able to rejoice in just knowing, as Reverend Ray has prayed, who he is and to have been chosen by him. Because our God, the same God who is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our King Jesus, he is a mighty God, forever worthy of adoration and praise continually. And as Reverend Ray has said, our topic of this evening is God is. God is. He is, and he is also the great I am. You know, when we begin to look around, and we can understand as we know that God is, how he can feel about us going into idolatry. Because anything other than him is inferior unto him, you know, and he has said he is a jealous God, you know, because God is not created, God is, and is and I am, they are always the present tense meaning God is, he is a being, he is, you know, God would forever be in existence, he is before anything, God is. There is no time limitation that apply to our God, for he always exists. And it's always a present tense, regardless of what. It is always a present tense. God is. You know, he is eternal. God is unchangeable because God is in a state of continual being. God is a living God. God is. It is mankind, and all other living creatures who are born into times, seasons, locations, and not just specific time, but boundaries of time as well. A man has the time in which he is born, and he has a time in which he definitely shall also die. But it is not true for our God. Because our God is. He is before us. He is after us because God is. You know, in Genesis, you know, this is in the beginning. In Genesis 1:1-2, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Before there was anything, before there was any order, before there was any division of heaven and earth, before there were any boundaries of the water, of stopping and coastlines, God is. He was there from the very beginning, before the foundations of the earth. God is, you know, and in John 1, when they speak of Jesus coming, John 1, 1 through 4, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, God is, you know, as opposed to all these other idols and all of these things that are made by the hands of men, does not live, they cannot breathe, they can't talk, they can't do anything. But God is. God is a living God. God is the creator of all things. If it were not for him, nothing would exist. So how can we idolatrize something above him when everything is inferior to him and everything begins with him? Because God is. As we move through, and as you were to, if we go beyond Genesis and go through the first few chapters of Genesis, it is revealed how he created the heavens and earth, and everything moving, everything living, everything comes first from being created for God. In Psalm 24, 1 through 3, it says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Because God is, and God is above all things, because he created all things. There is nothing here on this earth, in heaven, in the universe, that did not come from God, because he is truly the self-existing one. God is, and everything has come forth from him. The fullness of everything has come forth from God, because God is. And when we look at Exodus, when God spoke to Moses, you know, and this is Exodus 3 and 3, beginning at 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And that is really such a powerful saying, you know, that he says, I am that I am. I am, you know, because at that time, the Israelites, all they knew was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But God comes forth and says, I am. He transcends all of that. He transcends the generation of Abraham, the generation of Isaac, the generation of Jacob. But he says he is coming now because he is the I am. I am the I am of before, and I am the I am of now, because God is. God is. He is the beginning, and he is the ending, and everything in between. God is. He never ceases to exist. Men come and men go. Their life is but a vapor, but God is. He will always be. He will never cease to exist. In verse 15, we're back at Exodus 3, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. I am is God's name forever. He will always be in the present tense. I am existing right now. It will be his name forever. He says, this is my memorial, not just unto you, Moses, and those who are suffering right now in Egypt, but this is my memorial unto all generations, unto all generations, that he is the I am. God is. I am is present tense. I am is right now. I am is where I stand right now. I am in my fullness right now. In the present, I am right now. In the beginning, he is I am. In the future, he is I am. There is no time in which God is not. Because he says this is his memorial unto all generations. Unto all generations, he is. So we just have to bless God because we serve a mighty and powerful God, that there is no time. There is no time by which he has boundaries. There is no time upon which he does not know. There is no time because God is at all times. So that's why we can come before him, and it's a comfort to knowing this, because no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we may do that shock us, God is. So he's in our lives and in our space at this time in which we are existing, in which we are bound.